We feel a strong home allegiance to Fogo de Show. And first location outside of Brazil was out here on Beltline. Now you see them all over the country. And a major acquisition just took place here last month. They got bought out. They're not going to be a public company anymore. $560 million. Larry Johnson is the CEO of Fogo and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, always love to be with you and talk. And I love to talk about Fogo.
Well, this has got to be an exciting time for this. So you've got new owners, and I don't know them, Roan and Company. Tell me about it.
So Roan Capital's been around for over 20 years. It's primarily a European group. They have co-headquarter offices in New York and London. They've got a $5 billion fund, and they are very focused buyers. They do their homework. They have particularly a global vision. And I think that was one of the, and they look for quality. And I think those characteristics attracted Roan to Fogo. And as we got to know the people at Roan, we were very excited to meet them. They're first class. They've got a great vision and a great track record. And, you know, we're excited to be a part of the Roan family.
I hope they let you grow. You've got, I see, 47 restaurants, I think 38 of them here in the U.S. But you've been around for 20 years or so. And you were long before Tejas de Brazil and Rafane or, I don't know, places I can't pronounce. I figured you'd be the category killer. You'd be everywhere.
Well, we are the category killer. What happens, though, is, you know, one thing that we have been consistent about is we want to grow in a responsible and controlled manner. And I think, you know, there can be a temptation, go too fast and trip. And, you know, we have the last 5 years, we've been at that pace of 10% unit growth, 10% revenue growth. You know, and that translates into 4 or 5 stores a year. In the U.S. and the rest of the world. That was a pace at which we knew that we could do the development and, more importantly, when we open, execute on it. Because, you know, the guests that go to Fogo, they are very demanding, they're very smart consumers, and they know what to look for. And, you know, we pride ourselves on authenticity. And, you know, you have to deliver that every time the guest comes in. So, you know, we were comfortable with that measure of growth the last 4 or 5 years. We're comfortable with that measure of growth going forward. So you're going to, you know, continue to see Fogo's appearing in the U.S., Brazil, and the rest of the world.
You're in the Middle East now, and I know, and opened a couple of spots in Mexico.
Yes, so we've got 2 in Mexico City. A month ago, we opened in Dubai. Last summer, we opened in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. So, you know, we've very much have demonstrated that Fogo is transportable outside of Brazil, outside of the U.S. And from the standpoint of Roan, you know, their investments are all over the world. They get it that Fogo's a global brand, and, you know, they're going to be very encouraging about us taking this concept outside of the U.S. But remember, you know, we think, you know, we've got 38 in the U.S. today. You know, we think with our current analytics, we can do at least 100 Fogos in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah, it's interesting, David. You know, we can be in the top 50 DMAs in the U.S., 25 of those are going to accommodate multiple Fogos of anywhere from 2 to 6 units. So, I mean, the white space is just incredible that we've got for this concept.
But this seems like a challenging concept, to me anyway. I mean, you've got this wide variety of meats that you serve, so you've got to have a good commodity supplier. I would guess that there has to be sort of a specialized type waiter that interacts, because you have all these people that have this ongoing experience, you know, with your diners. There must be some challenges to putting one of these things together.
You hit it right on the head. It is difficult to execute on this, and that actually is one of our big competitive advantages. It's a system that there's complexity to it. If you master it, you know, you look at our numbers, you know, our AUVs are close to $8 million per unit. you know, our cash on cash returns are in excess of 45%. We've got a fabulous model, and you know, we get credit for it. You know, you look, 2016 Consumer Reports magazine named Fogo top steakhouse in America. Not Brazilian steakhouse, but steakhouse. Why? Quality of food, quality of service, and the value proposition. You know, our average check's around $57, and you know, our customers, the regulars, they appreciate that value.
I would imagine you're excited about going private for many, many reasons, but not the least of which is Wall Street has not been kind to restaurant stocks. I don't know that they figured them out. This is an expanding economy. It's a good economy, but they really seem to run hot and cold on restaurant stocks.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, it is cyclical how Wall Street views the restaurant industry, and, you know, it's been out of favor since the second half of 2015. And, you know, that happens. That cycle will come back. But, you know, right now, you know, when you look at where the valuations are, you know, the on the private side is where the action is. And, you know, for our shareholders and our company and employees, you know, this transaction made a lot of sense.
We have, what, Panera Bread, Bob Evans, Ruby Tuesday, Buffalo Wild Wings. There's been a lot of activity in the sector. I guess it hadn't stopped either.
No, and it, you know, there's probably more to come. You know, I think part of that is, you know, there has been an oversupply of restaurant seats the last couple of years, and that's going to take time to thin out. But, you know, from our standpoint, I mean, the business is good. You know, we've just completed our fourth year of positive traffic. We're starting our fifth year of positive traffic. I mean, that in this industry is very, very tough.
And the expense account business is still good? Because that's seen as a challenge under the new tax laws.
Well, it is, except, you know, when you look at you know, the competitive set in terms of where value is, Fogo stands out. You know, any of the American steakhouses, you're looking at average tickets of anywhere from $75 to $125, you know, businessmen can go into Fogo and have a great experience for $57 a person. So that value is there. In fact, you know, it's interesting when we go to the restaurant conferences, a lot of times there's conversation with the bankers. We love you because we can still fit within your dining experiences within our expense account.
I know what you're going to miss the most, though, that exhilaration of going out every 3 months, opening your kimono to the world, trying to make your numbers, and letting the analysts beat up on you. Are you going to miss the conference calls?
Not really. But I will tell you, though, that, you know, we certainly valued the time that we were public. The discipline was fantastic. And, you know, we were able to have the opportunity to build the infrastructure for a public company, and all of that just helps, you know, the company continue to prosper and develop.
And you don't want to burn the bridge because you're probably going to be public again one day, but not for now. A $500 million buyout. Larry Johnson is the CEO of Fogo, which is now going to grow like crazy. It's always good to talk to you.
David, always a pleasure.
Thank you. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.